Welcome back to the TTOT, to Tani Talks Occupational Therapy, otherwise known as Tani Talks Overtime. Doing this aside from the day job working for the city, also known as Tani Talks On Target. Hopefully talking on target ideas, situations, and concepts, or anything that could be helpful to you or someone you know, especially to make life a little more functional, a little more occupational, a little more independent. Here in Season 5, thinking about and talking about the thought of the day, the TOTD, where we talk a thought of the day from an OT to stay. Being a pediatric occupational therapist by trade, I try to see how different situations, different ideas in my own life might help those around us. And now we come to my favorite holiday of the entire year. You take any holiday of the entire year, I will counteract it with my favorite holiday for many different reasons. And I talk about it at length because I love it so much. And that, of course, is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is an amazing, beautiful holiday where we commemorate the fact that God, Hashem, took care of the people many years ago when the Greeks tried to destroy us spiritually, where they wanted to get rid of things spiritually. They wanted to take away our Sabbath. They wanted to take away Rosh Chodesh, which is the beginning of the new month. And they wanted to take away circumcision, Brit Milah, Bris Milah, which are basically three fundamental aspects of the Jewish tradition. If you take those away, then you mess up a lot of things. They didn't want to kill us physically. They wanted to destroy us spiritually. And then there was, of course, a war when the few stood up, the Maccabees, the Hashmonaim, they stood up, the Hasmoneans, and they said, no, can do, this will not happen. There was only about 300 of them. They fought against thousands of the Greeks, and thank God Hashem let the few prosper. And they rededicated the temple. They were looking for a jar of oil, olive oil that was pure, because the Greeks impurified, basically defiled the whole temple, got rid of all the oil except for one little jug of oil, a little tiny jug that only had enough oil to last for one day. But of course, miraculously, God let the oil last for 8 days until they can make new oil and go about lighting the menorah. So those are the aspects of the holiday, the fundamental aspects. Of course, the dreidel is involved also because there would be families hiding in caves when the Greeks tried to round them up, and assuming that they were learning Torah, which is learning the beautiful holy books of the Jewish tradition, including the Bible, the five books of Moses, and the 24 books of the canon, including Joshua and Judges and all the other ones. So when the Greeks came to the caves to find these people hiding in caves, they wanted to arrest them because they thought the families and the people, the teachers and the kids were learning Torah, which was a crime. And instead, the kids actually played, the tradition went back, they played a game with spinning tops, which is the dreidel. And we, of course, commemorate it with the actual dreidel, which has four letters on it. I don't know if you've ever seen a dreidel, but a dreidel is a beautiful piece of work, often made from clay, but there are wooden ones too, there are plastic ones too. And there's usually four letters written based on whether you live in Israel, where the miracle happened. So it's talking about the miracle happening here in Israel. I actually live in America, so we say Nes Gadol Hayasham. So the dreidel, which has four sides, has four letters. Nes, the Nun, Hebrew, which stands for miracle. Gadol, great, the Gimel on it. And then Hayah, happened, and that's the Hay. And Sham, we say there, a great miracle happened there. And that's, of course, talking about in Israel where the miracle happened. And in Israel, the dreidel sounds a little different. Nes Gadol Hayapo, the great miracle happened here. Nun, Gimel, Hay, Hey, and those are the letters. And when you play dreidel, it's a really fascinating game. You can play with M&Ms. Some people, you want to get crazy, you play with money. Some people pay for gelt, and chocolate gelt reminds us of the coins that Hashem gave out to us and saved us. And He gave us a little pekelech, He gave us a little coin of life, and so too we play with the coins and chocolate because it was so sweet that Hashem saved us. And of course, we have the oily foods on this holiday because it reminds us of the oil in the temple that withstood for 8 days. And we have music and singing and dancing because Hashem, God, took care of us. And we have the presents because Hashem gave us the present to save us and take care of us. So we give gifts to others, giving gifts, generous, how generosity of spirit. And we also make sure to take care of those around us. And we try to get everybody involved in the holiday through different methods. So the dreidel game, the way it works is if you land on a different letter, different things happen. So everyone has a little bit of something in the pot, whether it's the M&Ms or the candy or the chocolate gelt, or real adults, I guess, could play for money too. And if it's a different letter, different things happen. So Gimel, Gadol, is great. You get everything. Gimel, get. And Hey is half. You get half the pot. If you get a shin, I believe you have to put in a coin or put in an item, and if you get a nun, you get nada, you get nothing. So you play around and you spin the dreidel. You could do it upside down. There was actually a whole dreidel palooza when I was in Yeshiva University. They broke the Guinness Book of World Records for the most amount of dreidels spinning at one time. Dreidel is a very cool game, very interesting game. There are also other aspects to Hanukkah as well, talking about how, you know, you give gifts, and this year we're actually trying to do much more crafts than gifts, and there's so many easy crafts, you know, there's so many, many elements to this holiday, and this holiday is 8 times longer than any other holiday, you know, it's not, there's another holiday that other people celebrate in December with different things and different aspects that they throw together, but this one has real beautiful meaning, real beautiful aspects, so many crafts, so many cool art things from especially the company Right Light, and Dizzy Izzy, really cool stuff that I found this year, you know, coloring pages and felt items and sticky things and so many cool things. There's also even a mystery Maccabee that you could do. People call it a different thing for the other secular holiday, but in our Jewish religious holiday, we could call it mystery Maccabee, where different people give different gifts and it's a secret, trying to figure out who it is. I've seen that happen, especially my wife's work, I know, does that, but different schools do that also, but the holiday itself is just beautiful and meaningful. We have these menorahs that signify the miracle and even kind of remind us of the menorah that was in the temple, although that one was 7-branched and this one has 8 branches, and the shamash, which is the middle light that stands tall, reminding us of the light. And it also signifies the light of what we're supposed to do in this world. A lot of people don't understand when it says chosen nation, it doesn't mean that we're better than anyone else, God forbid. But the Jewish people are chosen to have to help the world, to try to do good for the world and try to inspire those around us and help those around us and interact those with around us. It's only meaning that we are there. We have so much more responsibilities upon ourselves. We have 613 ways to do so with the mitzvahs, with the commandments. Non-Jewish people have 7 commandments. You can look them up. There are Noahide laws that are technically incumbent upon all people, which many people do anyway, to have a judicial system, not to murder, not to steal, not to kill, and not to eat an animal, really ripping the animal limb from it, really not supposed to do anyway. You can look them up. Google even has the Noahide laws, and there are actually Noahides out there, very interesting. And there's 7 categories with many things abounding within it. But Hanukkah is a beautiful holiday, and we also have the oily foods. You know, we have the latkes, which are basically potato pancakes fried in oil. We have those sufganiyot, which are these jelly-filled donuts fried in oil, and they have many different flavors. You have the gelt we talked about. You have the menorah. You have the dreidel. Different symbols in the Star of David, of course. Different symbols that are seen as related to the holiday, and I wish everybody would decorate their houses at least as much as the neighbors have in secular society regarding to different times of the year. We actually bought lots of decorations last year, hoping to put them up again this year. Even bought 2 little electric menorahs to put in the windows. And of course, trying to figure out, how we could set up our house. The front is not the best place to light, so we have the electric ones for the front. We have a nice window to the side in the dining room where we light, and people could look through it when they're walking by. It's beautiful to see the lit menorahs. It's beautiful to see the lit candles. It's really a beautiful, beautiful holiday. Hanukkah is my favorite of the whole year because the light is involved. It's beautiful to see the warm lights. I also break out my guitar and play the holiday songs. We have songs for the blessings we say, and then we have songs for a prayer we say. We have songs for a song we sing every night. And then I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, we shall play. Oh dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. There are many cool songs involved. Just a beautiful holiday with beautiful traditions and beautiful meaning, especially on the dark, dreary, cold winter nights. The Hanukkah lights come and inspire us and keep us warm and show how one light can banish the darkness, how there's so much darkness in the world, but the light shows us that we can shine bright and we can bring forth goodness in the world. And so many aspects of Hanukkah and the holiday cheer of our holiday and the music and the dancing. I love when I see the candle lighting, the menorah lighting in the public, and when there are mitzvah vehicles or these Jewish vehicles going around playing the music, as long as it doesn't bother the neighbors or cause a desecration of God's name. But it's a beautiful thing, the Hanukkah holiday. And if you see the menorahs, think about how wonderful tradition, how our society, the Jewish tradition, has been alive longer than anything else. We've been here for thousands of years, have outlasted and outseen anyone who tried to take us down, who tried to
ruin us or hurt us, from the Greeks to the Romans to the Babylonians to the Persians to the Egyptians to Nazi Germany, anyone that tries to the Arabs, anyone that tries to take us down, God is there with us and takes us with us throughout history. And he promised Abraham long ago that we're going to be here to stay. So hopefully people can learn from us and see from us how wonderful our tradition is. And if it inspires you, then it can inspire others. And it's a beautiful holiday with beautiful meanings and beautiful traditions. I highly recommend looking for any menorahs in your community or any lights you can see burning and see how beautiful the candles are, bright and light and nice, but modest in the windows, not with these crazy tall trees or crazy bright lights or crazy bright decorations. It is wonderful when people decorate. I wish more would, but it's a wonderful holiday. And that's my thought of the day. As we go on our break, we're going to take a break for a couple of days for the Thanksgiving. We talked about being thankful yesterday. And the Hanukkah holiday, we're going to take off a few days, and God willing, we'll be back next time. But that's been the thought of the day, my favorite holiday of the entire year. We have beautiful music, beautiful gifts, beautiful games, beautiful traditions, beautiful crafts, and beautiful dancing and beautiful lighting of the menorah. That's many of the reasons why I love Hanukkah. I could talk about Hanukkah at length for many, many longer than just 10 minutes or so. But that's the thought of the day here on the TTOT, and I'm your host, Tani.